All right, let's get this shit going. Cinema Dumpster, episode 17, Time of the Apes.
Time of the Apes.
All right, Cinema Dumpster, episode 17 again.
Time of the Apes. 17 what?
What? Again. I actually remember watching this originally on Mystery Science Theater 3000. I think I was like 14. Back in when Comedy Central very first started.
Was it one of the movies or one of the TV shows?
Episodes. It was the full movie, but it was on TV. Like when Mystery Science.
Because they did both, didn't they? They did like hour long episodes of the show, and then they did a few full length movies
for this
time for Mystery Science
Theater. Oh no, it was the full movie, and back when Comedy Central first came out, though, is what I was saying is that. They didn't have very many shows, and they would just air Mystery Science Theater like all day, marathons all the time, and I would watch that shit when I was really young, like constantly, like all day I'd watch Mystery Science Theater. And I remember this one.
That was my first hangover cure, actually, was watching fucking Mystery Science Theater. That's how I got introduced to it with Chris Cox back in the day. Him and Jason Peck and me would get drunk back in high school and then watch fucking Mystery Science Theater.
It's still great, and what they're doing now with Riff Tracks is even better, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's cool.
Riff Tracks is a fucking blast. And they can do, like, modern movies, you know, so they don't have to get around the rights ownership of the film to actually, you know, air it. So it's a lot of fun. But anyhow, this movie came out in 1987. The storyline, as said on IMDb, was Time of the Apes is a strung-together movie made from several episodes of Japanese TV show Big Hipped Catherine and her two charges.
Wait, Big Hipped?
I don't know. That's what it says. I'm reading this for the first time.
You got birth and thighs.
I didn't notice she was big hipped at all. She just yells a lot.
Maybe like for an Asian, yells. But.
Johnny, who doesn't care. And
that's awesome. I don't care.
and Caroline are sent to some alternate timeline by being frozen in a cryogenic tubes during an earthquake. They end up on a planet where apes rule humans, but are ruled themselves by a supercomputer named UCOM. That show's so fucking awesome. Which is a malevolent artificial being created by humans. So the movie basically, it opens up with this little shit stuffing his face with rice in the morning.
God, that's all. Yeah, that's all.
I wanted to do the whole movie.
Johnny is a
no matter if he got shot a thousand years in the future or getting chased by aliens.
He saw food fucking, and he got a fucking fat boner.
He thought
time.
That was probably the last one he's gonna have, so he's gonna make it count.
That's all he cares about is eating food, man. The whole movie and the sound in this. The overdubs, the English overdubs are really great because he just runs there and he's like, I'm hungry! And he just starts fucking macking out on rice.
But it actually crosses platforms, though, because his face when he sees food is pretty fucking triumphant, too, and that ain't an overdub.
His face through the whole movie.
It's sad that those apes have more food etiquette than the child.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You gotta eat that shit with a fork, son.
So, they start talking about how awesome Johnny's uncle is doing, him and his family, in his scientist lab. And Carolyn shows up at the
literally,
door.
I think that's what they called it in the movie, a scientist lab.
Mm-hmm. And they get a knock at the door, and it's Carolyn. They're like, oh, Carolyn's here. And when they go out onto the porch and they're talking, there's an earthquake. And the mom's like, oh, it's a tremor. And dude, that fucking audio is so good.
I don't care, Mom. I'm going anyways.
That shit was tight.
And she's like, don't go, Johnny. It's too dangerous. And we hear this.
A tremor. Johnny, don't go. It's too dangerous.
I don't care. Come on, Caroline.
That's so epic. He just doesn't care about shit. No. From Shinola.
Except food.
Falling into a crater and
food.
Okay.
And wanting to stay and live with apes for some fucking weird reason at the end of this movie when they're given a choice to live with the apes or go to a different planet. Like, he's like, I just want to hang out here. I still never understood what was going on in this fucking little kid's brain. This little shit. And everybody thinks he's smart for some reason. But
who?
Yeah, well,
yeah, he is Kodo, clever when Kodo, he fucking steals the keys or whatever.
Kodo thinks the kid is the bomb. He wants to take him to another planet with him.
One where there's no laws against man boy love. Yeah.
The only
I thought about that. That's fucking weird. We'll get to that.
Later. Where the fucking the mindless samurai is king. I mean, like, fuck. The guy's basically just brute force. He doesn't have any fucking real, like...
Well, he's obviously the smartest.
There's no
naked ape on the planet. So they show up at some science center where they're doing...
science stuff?
Yeah, science-y stuff with lots of blinking lights. But they're doing...
Can we touch on the fact of when this actually came from?
What do you mean?
It was
1987, that's what I said.
Well, that's when it got released as a fucking, as a movie, but it's actually from the 70s. The TV show's from the 70s.
That's what it said. It's that they pieced, like, shows together into a movie.
Yeah. Show's actually from the fucking 70s, and they, somebody came
they
in and was like,
they made this into a fucking movie. All this thing sucks, and they get it out of my office. And it turned into Time of the Apes.
At this point, having invested so much time already in it, I'd actually kind of like to watch the show in its entirety.
Yeah. That's just the 1 hour and 30 minutes.
I wonder if there's actually sites. I didn't think about it that way. I thought that maybe this was all of the show.
No. It's multiple. It's a mini series.
Yeah. Wow.
That got shoved into 100 minutes worth of fucking...
Interesting.
That's why at the end it starts fucking falling apart a couple times.
Well, it falls apart more than once.
They just stopped fucking writing and they're like, oh yeah.
No, they literally just took like 3 episodes out of the show and like just did 3 episodes.
Oh,
like,
really?
One at the beginning, one at the middle, one at the end, I think. Something like that.
I wonder what we missed with Pepe's adventure episode that was focused on Pepe.
It just splinters off and follows her through her life.
As she's running around being all goofy.
Growing breasts.
No. And hairy breasts.
Experimenting behind the barn.
So anyhow, they while they're at this science center, they're doing, we get to hear that they're doing cryogenic testing. And they show some stock footage of monkeys that have been frozen. Which, look.
It's not even stock footage.
They're not even looking too hot.
They made that footage for the movie.
Some of it's really dark, too. Like, you can't even see what's going on, but whatever. And they end up in this high-tech command center. And where the uncle, the scientist, they're going to meet there. Like, they're doing a field trip to uncle's work. He starts talking about the earthquakes, and they're looking up at this volcano. And he goes, oh... Don't worry about the earthquakes. We've heard that we've got some seismic activity in the area, but nothing will happen suddenly. I'm like, isn't that exactly how earthquakes happen? Is suddenly when seismic activity is happening in the area? So he calms him down with that. And I
no, there's a countdown usually. Like there's like this whole thing. Like the volcano gives you this whole like 1, 2, 3 countdown. It usually takes about fucking 3 minutes.
And then they shake the shit out of everything. I'd be willing and ready to try out some experience there. Experiments, some cryogenic experience.
Yeah,
if we my dick in my hand, see if the earthquake could get me to bust a nut, and then I can say I fucked an earthquake.
Yeah,
just put my hand on my dick. Wait for the earthquake to happen and see if it
can actually kind of be like fucking a volcano, too.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I'm just saying. I'd try something if I knew it was coming. You get under the doorsteps like that, or under a table like they teach in school.
Behind a jewelry case.
Rolling around.
Everybody wants to fuck a hot hole.
Sit in a pawn shop and wait for the glass cases to break.
Get on the good uppins.
They don't have very many VHSs inside of fucking glass cases at pawn shops.
You get all the monies and then you buy the VHS, Jason. Yep. Jesus Christ. Who taught you how to do anything? So they defrost a monkey, which we see.
It looks sickly, too.
Yeah, it wasn't a good defrosting situation. And then they show this human test subject and he's like spinning around like on a bunch of smoke. Yeah, and the doctor explains that this rich guy wanted to be frozen closer to his death, And his name was James Bedford in the movie.
That shit doesn't make any sense to me. Why would you want to be frozen when you're old and decrepit?
Well, here's the weird thing is, they explain in the movie that somehow, because he's old, if he was frozen, that he would actually be younger when he woke up. And that didn't make any sense to me.
The science in this fucking movie is amazingly off.
Well, it is Time of the Apes from 1978, made in Japan or whatever
it was. TV show.
However, here's the interesting part.
Ass magnets and...
On this guy. There was a psychology professor with the same name of James Bedford that they called out in the movie who had his body cryogenically frozen in 1967.
Sweet.
A rich guy. And that's what they called it to.
You know, Ted Williams has his head frozen, right?
Ted Williams is
the baseball player?
Oh, why?
Because he wanted it.
So
you can play baseball later?
Come back later, yeah.
He's going to be throwing.
There's a lot of old school folios that like died around the time of like science fiction, the height of science fiction shit that actually got their shit cryogenically frozen.
That's interesting. What a bunch of weird fucking nonsense, though. I mean, you have to know at the end of the day, like. We don't have that technology yet. Like, it hasn't been proven. Mm-hmm. So, obviously, they're trying to say, well, I'll just be frozen.
Well, they all just watched Encino Man, and they're like, fuck yeah, I'm in.
Yeah, that's what they did back in 1967. What's Encino Man? Anyhow.
Dude, didn't you know this last one was a remake?
So, Johnny...
Brendan Fraser was in both, though. He got cryogenically frozen between...
What was that other stupid fucking movie he was in where, like, it was like...
Every single fucking one.
Where he goes into the... He's
in
like,
the bomb shelter?
Yeah, with,
Oh, with Alicia Silverstone?
Yeah, that one. What was that called? Blast from the past or some shit?
Yeah.
That movie fucking sucks. So anyway...
He had a Ted Williams card he sold at the fucking
Did he have
see how
a
we
Ted
wrap
Williams
that up
card?
All right there?
Dude, really? Ted back. Williams, all the
Did he?
Fucking.
Yeah, you remember well, they all knew those fucking baseball cards and it went down into the fucking.
I didn't know he had a Ted Williams one. Did they show us specifically?
Yeah,
fucking.
That's some cross movie shit right there.
That's great. So Johnny gets inside one of these cryogenic tanks that are there, like these 80s, like they look like some sort of capsule, time capsule.
Spa.
And he gets in one and Caroline, or wait. Whatever the Catherine, what the fuck? How did I forget these people's names? Because 90% of the dialogue is these people's names in the fucking movie.
Caroline.
Just screaming.
Caroline.
Johnny.
It's because of the Catherine and the Polish. Caroline. Like, why'd they have to get two names
so
that
close.
Were so
God
fucking
damn it,
could
just name her Susan or some shit. Make it easier for me to remember this crap.
Hey, I'll always remember Gay Bar.
Gay bar.
All I could think of was that fucking stupid Electric Six song.
Gay bar. The gay bar, gay bar, gay bar.
And so anyways, he gets in the tank and she's like, no, get out of there. And then this explosion fucking happens and the earthquake is blowing up the entire world. Like, and it's done like in a very like
Godzilla-esque
way where these small little areas are getting sucked into the earth and it gets carried in there and
they had a real problem with like the whole like the what do you call that, like the size of things,
the scaling. Make,
yeah, the scaling in this movie was awful. Like the whole movie I thought that this flying saucer was super fucking tiny. Until I saw it land on the ground, and I was like, "Oh shit!"
No,
that thing is like fucking enormous.
Yeah,
you have to put yourself in the situation, Jason. I mean, you see a flying saucer? It could be, you know, who knows how far.
Yeah, but
away.
They showed it against the skyline and shit.
It looks smaller as things go farther away. That's the point. So anyhow, they wake up in some lab after the earthquake, and they're remembering the earthquake, and they're like, "No, what's going on?" And they're looking for his uncle, which they say his name here for the first time, which is Charlie, which is kind of stereotypical. And
Uncle Charlie.
And, really? God damn it. And as they're looking around, and I was actually wondering.
They're not in Vietnam.
I know, but I couldn't help thinking about it. I was like, that made me racist. Man. That's racist.
It's just a whole different fucking country.
My thought process was is the people that were dubbing over, the English people that were dubbing over using the English, they just changed his name to that because they thought it would be funny.
Oh, sure.
Well, put their dicks and raise.
I don't even know how these kids should be watching this movie. It's all fucking marketed for just kids.
Is it?
If you look on that fucking VHS I have, it's fucking some.
It's a really
eight-year-old talking about how awesome Good Time videos are and how this is one of those.
It's a really vicious-looking ape in the background.
Yeah, it's pretty creepy for fucking kids.
Yeah,
show.
I want to see that. So this.
But I mean, they did really market monster movies back in the 70s to kids.
Yeah, they did.
Like,
think about like.
Even though this wasn't true,
even in the 80s, I mean.
Yeah.
But then they got better with it. I would say with like Monster Squad. Remember Monster Squad?
See that one? That movie's all the way fucking amazing. I love.
Oh yeah,
that
Monster Squad's
movie.
Fucking great. Wolfman has Nards. I love that movie as a kid. Anyhow, so. What happens here? So they find some people in a lab. They go into this door, and there's all these apes, and they're all ape people. It's kind of like that scene from the Twilight Zone where the chick is trying to have reconstructive surgery on her face to be beautiful, and she's wrapped up the whole time. You don't get to see any of the doctors, and when the doctors like eventually take off her mask, she's like this woman that we would perceive as being beautiful. And they are all hideous, but when she takes off her bandages, she's still ugly. And they're all like, oh, she's so ugly. And the episode's called Beauty is in the Eye of the Beholder.
Oh, so she's ugly because she doesn't look like them.
Yeah, just like them. And this reveal of these apes kind of looks the same way. Like, it has all these really close-ups on all their faces. Like, bah, and there's this baboon guy, which we don't get to see again. I like baboon guy. Like, he had a different thing going on in his face as opposed to the other monkeys.
Dude, the whole fucking like scene, like the pan ins on the faces of this movie never end. On both sides, on the human.
Yeah, fast cuts to fucking ape faces. And that's how that.
And they do it with the humans too. Every time there's like anything that could happen emotionally. Like they go to every single one of the humans' face to see exactly how they reacted to it.
It's always fucking Johnny. What's his name?
Johnny.
And he's always got dirt face on like every time.
Fuck Johnny! I hate that little kid. He's a shit. So
Johnny likes apples. Fuck him.
So they after they see the apes, they just start to fucking haul ass and are running. And Baboon Man, he's probably OP. He's the best guy there. And they show these weird, like, fast clips of their hands. Remember that? And I like that. That was good. And they're captured, and they tie them to a tree for some reason.
Like, yeah, well, they pull them out of these fucking, these ice prison things that they've got them in, and they lay them unguarded on these beds. And then as soon as they start running away, they just, like, string them up to a tree.
Yeah. Makes more sense.
Yeah, these guys are dangerous, so let's not guard them until they wake up, and then as soon as they start running away, let's lynch them.
Exactly. And Johnny is being a little shit to the ape man, and he's about to get roughed up.
he was about to get a rifle butt to the face, wasn't he?
Yeah, and then the apes get really easily distracted, because every time they're going to do that, like, a car drives by, and they're all,
somebody's here. And it was the general. I like how this general ape guy, he shows up with some fucking spurred cowboy boots.
And that's the like first fucking thing Colonel Sanders.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. There's no fucking horses in this movie.
What the fuck are you doing
like
with
a bolo tie and shit?
Bolo ties? Dude, those things are so ridiculous. Bolo ties are the worst fucking fashion thing that's ever been invented. I'm gonna start rocking one tomorrow.
Don't you have bolos?
Dude, me? Bolo ties are the worst,
dude. Sure you do.
God damn it.
No, I don't.
I see that tyranny.
So anyhow, Johnny...
As we talk bad of your bolos.
I have some Western shirts, but I will avoid fucking wearing any kind of tie, bolo or not.
It's just like a fucking rope with a pendant on it that you wear around your neck. God, that's the worst.
Ties are the most they're the most horrible thing I ever fucking invented. I don't
ties
care
are fine. I'm okay with ties.
I don't like ties either. I don't like either.
I'm okay with a tie over a bolo tie. I'm just
well.
Saying.
If I had to choose, I'd probably choose a bolo tie just because of the easiness of just pushing that thing up rather than having to fucking loop the whole deal around.
See, you're thinking about it wrong. Use that rope. You know what you should.
Well,
use
would you rather be a fucking?
You should use a fucking. You should take two used tampons and tie them together at the end and wrap that around your neck with a fucking with an emblem in the middle. And just you could tie that up to your neck.
So would you rather be a fucking a cubicle dweller that has to wear a tie
or an oil fucking tycoon
who wears a bolo all the time?
I know that everybody that wears a bolo tie is an oil tycoon.
Most of them are.
You can't.
If they're not Arabs, they wear a bolo tie.
The last thing in the world I want to do is wear a bolo tie. If I was an oil tycoon, I'd wear a fucking tie that says "I got oil" on it, written on it.
If I was an oil tycoon, I'd never would wear clothes ever.
You just run around naked. That's not very productive.
Across the country.
That's not productive at all.
Who gives a fuck? You got oil.
Yeah,
bitches want oil. Bitches love oil.
Anyhow, what happens next here? Oh yeah, Johnny. He lets us know specifically this.
They're gonna kill us. Be killed by a monkey?
Gotcha. Well, fuck. What are the monkeys supposed to do after that? I mean, you can't deny that request.
If anything, they should have bitch slapped him to be like, we're not monkeys, we're apes.
Yeah.
Like, you racist little shit.
Well, do they even know what monkeys are?
Well, there's a baboon there. So, I don't know. Like, there's got to be some sort of
how do you
monkey.
Know he's a baboon?
There's a baboon in the beginning.
Did you
he's
see his ass?
He's got a blue nose. He looks like a baboon at the very beginning. I promise you, there's a baboon in the movie.
Okay,
but
if you had
in
to
the
choose
beginning.
Between a baboon, a gorilla, and a fucking orangutan,
to
which one
what?
Do you think's the coolest?
To do what?
No, just to like hang out with.
Get you a handy jam.
To hang out. To
well,
hang out with.
To hang out with. I would say one of them little fucking monkeys. That
no, no are. Monkeys in the thing. I'm talking about the big ones that can hurt you.
All right. Well, a gorilla, I would say. Because a gorilla is very close to humans. Like, when you see them move, it weirds me out. Like,
I like orangutans because they're lazy and they're red, and Clyde was an orangutan.
Well, I'm not saying... Well, you never posed the question
before
as
Eastman
in that the beast is going to attack me.
Like, no, I did. I said out of the dangerous ones.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that the beast was going to attack me. We're talking about sitting down, playing poker, and getting a handy J. And out of the few, I'd say gorilla. I'm going to go gorilla. I'm going to say they have softer hands than orangutans for the penis. I'm also going to say that I'm going to be able to beat them in poker, and they're not going to rip my arms off like Chewbacca.
But they could probably better than any of the other ones listed.
Yeah. Well,
what were the other choices?
Orangutan and baboon.
Baboons are the fucking psychos.
Yeah, they're fucking
baboons are angry bastards.
The least one you want.
Even though they're the smallest out of the three,
yeah,
they're fucking vicious bitches.
Clawed beasts.
Yeah, and they have them red asses, and they're just fucking, after they pwned you or whatever it is, they'd probably just fucking teabag you over and over with that red ass.
No,
so humiliating.
They definitely shit in your skull.
Well, it'd be better than having clotted shit in the gorilla hair, I guess, but whatever. On to the next part of the story, nice. Which is they're taken to some weird cliff that they found in California, or some cliff. Where was it?
It was all shit in Japan, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, you're probably right. And there's like bones there, human bones, and like they're gonna kill us.
Yeah.
And they decide somehow that just when hope is lost, they were just going to run away. And they just take off.
Into the
and
woods.
I was like, they're like, well, let's leave. And so they're running through the woods.
And apes, just as suspected, are really fucking bad shots.
Yeah, they're not very good at using guns. And we get one of many things that Johnny finds.
Ah! There's a bridge there!
Why does he go, there's a bridge there. Like, he's scared. And so he finds a bridge, and they cross the bridge, but unlike human beings, they cross it like monkeys.
Yeah.
You would think of the first fucking... You would think, actually, that fucking bridge would be constructed to be crossed from the bottom.
Yeah, they out-aped the apes, is what Gabe said, and I agree with you 100%. Yeah. So there was no apes on the bridge when they go, ah, there's a bridge! And they're running towards it, but they decide to actually travel under it using the monkey bar system to get across the bridge.
Gurney,
and when they get to the other side, they're good to go, and they find a house, right? There's talking about. There's back at the Monkey Palace headquarters that we see. It flips to that, and this leader guy is talking about how
Graybeard guy?
Yeah, they can't reach Green Mountain because Green Mountain is where it's at. So we got to stop them there. And so the apes cruise around in this kind of hippie van or guerrilla warfare. Oh, God, that joke sucks. But it is what it is. And the apes are afraid of Green Mountain. So our brave heroes, they come across a... Wait, no. Johnny finds a house first before this happens. So let's listen to Johnny finding this house real fast because he finds things.
Ah, a house! Look,
there's
a house!
Oh my God.
It sucks so bad. Hang on.
Sugar in his
Well, he's in the bathroom. Let's just listen to this for a minute. So we go, Johnny finds a bridge.
Ah, there's a bridge there!
God.
It fucking sucks so bad. So after they find the house, they go in there and they break in.
And, do you think that voice actor ever got another job?
I don't know. Let's listen to it and find out.
Ah, a house! Look, there's a house! Yes!
What do you think?
I'm going to say no.
So after they find the house, they go in, they break into this house.
And by like, pushing their finger through the wax paper?
I know, I'm like, you dicks, you're breaking the window.
That's the funny thing, is like the apes haven't found any better way to live than the Chinese people did.
Well, it was done in Japan or China or wherever it was, so they're using the same house structure. Which brings
me
to the
point. Is this a million years in the future or what?
No, yeah. Actually...
They took
we'll
their
get
shoes
to that
off
at the
before
end.
Before they got in there, too.
That's weird. We'll get to the end. This actually the past.
I didn't get that from it.
No, the computer said it was.
The past, but when?
No, you're wrong. You're wrong about that. You didn't watch the whole movie.
Yeah, I did.
They went back to the future, to the past, because of how cold it was. We will get to that.
Oh, okay. I didn't understand a lot of the science. The science was confusing.
So after they're in this house, they find a woman, and then they find Pepe, and
why didn't they show the future then if they went there?
I don't know. Well, they saw you saw the other planet. We'll get to that. So the Pepe's there, and she's like this little ape kid.
Oh, she's cute
she's
as hell.
Running around. She looks like an Ewok.
Yeah,
and
she is so cute.
And she says, "Look, they're coming after you. You can go out the back door." And so they're like, "Yeah, we got to leave right now."
I actually got to give them a little bit of props for how bad this whole thing was. They did pretty good job, a decent job on the fucking on the ape makeup.
Well, it looks very much like, you know, Planet of the Apes.
The mouth,
yeah,
except
it
the
does.
Mouths don't work as well.
Yeah,
they don't work as well.
A little bit.
It depend on how apey they were. Like, the less apey they were, the better their mouths were.
I like apey. Apey style. While they're running out of the place, they get their shoes back, because that's what I said. They took their shoes off before they broke into this house, which...
Yeah.
Okay. And we get Johnny again. He finds another thing.
There's a knife!
Do you remember? Did you remember that scene?
Mm-hmm. He grabs it off the apple. It's like next to the fruits or apples or whatever it was.
Totally broken. They're like, "Let's leave. We gotta leave now." And he's like, "There's a knife." Just totally randomly, just grabs this knife. I love that, because he finds a bridge, he finds a knife, and he finds a house.
I think we were wrong in, like, judging Johnny early on.
Well,
the guy's pretty resourceful.
Nah.
He's annoying in his way of being resourceful, but he's got knives, and he's good at, like, finding bridges.
Yeah, and houses.
And houses,
he finds knives. He finds things. He lets everybody in the group know what he found.
In a very fucking awful way.
So after they come across this barbed wire fence when they're going up to Green Mountain, and they cut their way, or they actually crawl under it, but later they say they cut their way through, and there's some booby traps.
Booby traps?
Booby traps, that's what I said.
Booby traps.
Yeah, that's from Goonies.
I know.
Yeah.
It's a good one. And,
and Professor Indy is nowhere around to save them from them.
and this is the scene. So right when little Johnny, he runs into this area, there's like a ton of booby traps flying at his face. Like five or six booby traps just flying at him.
Right, back to back. But they still run full force forward like a bunch of fucking drunken idiots.
Right. And this is what I remember from when I initially watched this movie through Mystery Science Theater 3K. I stole this audio clip from them, and it still makes me laugh.
I don't care.
Bet you care now, don't you?
I love it. Every time he says, I don't care, there's this fucking trap flying on his goddamn face. And I like it. And so then there's more booby traps, and Carolyn, she gets caught, not unlike Chewbacca in Return of the Jedi, and one of those rope traps where it takes her up into the tree.
The most classic trap ever thrown into any movie.
And good thing Johnny had that knife that he found.
Yep.
He found a knife.
That Johnny, he's resourceful.
There's a knife! Help!
See? And he starts cutting her down, but he sucks at it until, before you know it, a hairless ape shows up, a naked ape.
Goto.
And he throws a knife and just cuts her down instantly.
It's a Goto. He has shown up to save you.
It's kind of a dick move because they collapse to the ground.
Yeah, they had to cut. Yeah, he made a big hipped fucking lady catch her.
The big hipped lady. Why did they even? What?
She's not fucking big hipped at all. She's just a normal ass Asian chick. Not big hipped.
And so the ape cops, they're pissed that they went across the border because they're afraid they're going to join up with Goto, who they've already eaten.
The Goto.
And when Goto takes them back to his little cave of the clan bear, Johnny finds some water, which I didn't get, but he's like, oh, water!
Yeah. Why would you stop there?
I don't know. I don't know why I forgot it. I just said, but he says that. And the apes cross the border into the Green Mountain, and the ape starts getting fucking instigated by all the traps that are there by Goto. And the general, he starts fucking laser whipping bitches.
Dude, I loved that he called it his laser whip. It's just a fucking, it's a cattle prod.
You goddamn pussy.
It's a fucking apes. Laser whip.
Okay, they have a fucking laser whip in this. Okay, have we decided if this is the past or the future?
This is the future.
Absolutely. Okay. This is, so how is, come yeah, in the is. Future they're trolling around in like a 1972 like Ford Maverick with their and then they also got fucking electric whips, laser whips.
Well, it's just a cattle prod with a fucking flippy end on it. Yes. That's not exactly like fucking groundbreaking technology.
If it's the future. I've never heard anyone say laser whip ever.
Have you ever heard anybody say cattle prod?
Yeah. They say cattle prod. They don't say fucking laser whip.
I know, because apes are stupid.
That's not an excuse.
For them to be stupid? They're still apes.
No.
Their technology is not as good as ours.
Well, they're supposed to be smart apes, but they are still cruising around in Camaros. He has a good point.
If they were fucking cruising around in Camaros, this movie would have been way better.
I thought it wasn't a, like, Ford Nova.
It was a Maverick, I think.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, regardless, they're not very... Well, they're good at keeping cars running.
No, they're really good at saying their technology is better and making Gabe believe that the laser whip was actually not a cattle prod. But it was a fucking cattle prod.
They were on the way to lightsabers, Jason. Shut up. So, Goto, he's there, and he shaves.
Is that Goto?
Then when he shaves, he's like, I need to look like a less
a presentable.
And he's like, and he serves presented. Dinner. And that white-faced monkey friend, Pepe, she shows
up. Oh, monkey friend.
She shows up to warn them that the apes had lit the hell on fire.
Do you think that meant anything, that she had a white face? Because this movie does get racially oriented at some point.
I'm thinking about it right now. And she
had a white... She had a white face. I mean, like, Graybeard, the fucking leader, later on in the movie, drops that whole, like...
Oh, yeah.
People that are different cannot live together.
You're right. He goes, Monkey Luther King on us. Oh, yikes. God, that's a bad joke. He does do it, though. So, whatever. I threw it out there. And so,
that was Ryan.
Don't want me.
Wait, I don't know what you're talking about. Monkey Lizard King?
Monkey Luther King.
Loser King. I don't know.
God damn it.
I'm missing the reference.
Martin Luther King?
Monkey Luther King. Ah, I heard Monkey Lizard King, and I was just like, what the
Not
fuck?
Not to be confused with Donkey Kong Jr.
Nope.
But if you hear it in context, it's not bad. You don't have to yikes me on that. He gives this whole, like, civil liberties speech.
Yeah, he does. We can, even though you're different, we can live together.
And he's a monkey. He is a monkey. Gabe just give me a, yeah, asshole, all
right. Gabe is stonewalling hard right now. Yeah, you guys have no idea.
Goddamn asshole. After the apes have lit the fire and all that.
Jackson, because you're stonewalling.
And Pepe, what happens? She falls down a hill, and then they get stuck. Like, they get surrounded because Goto is trying to save Pepe as she fell down this goddamn hill. I don't even know how she fell down this hill. But maybe that was part of a lost episode we missed.
Maybe.
All of a sudden, she's down this hill, and they got to go save her.
It's probably from Johnny roofing her.
And it actually comes back into play later in the movie. Like, not that scene, but it's
Something very similar.
Yeah.
And so, they get caught. They get captured by the apes, and they have them ready to go for a firing squad. And Goto is about to get killed when his royal apiness shows up.
Colonel Sanders.
The Colonel Sanders of apes, for sure.
And his 71 Maverick.
And then he bitch slaps his own general guy, and then he bitch slaps Goto. And then we see a UFO show up for some fucking
before he's about to beat down on Johnny, I think.
Yeah.
I think he's going to swing on him.
Yeah, he's fucking boning Johnny, just holding this kid, and he's like, I'm going to beat the fuck out of this little kid. And, but he doesn't, because the UFO shows up and they take him away via motorcade, an AP motorcade, to their main castle. And on the way, God damn it. Was that a fart or a burp, man?
It was a burp.
Could have been either or. Sounded like a little ring. And his royal excellency, Sir Apiness the Third, he says this while he's laying down the rules to Caroline or one of them bitches. I don't remember, but it's fucking ridiculous what he's
saying. I have a really hard time remembering who Catherine and Caroline, which one's Caroline which.
Catherine's the older chick. Okay. Yeah, that's right. Okay, so it was to Catherine, he says.
So Catherine is big hips.
Yeah, big hips. Here we go, big hips.
Do not be afraid. I will not harm you. I do not hurt innocent people. But if you cause trouble, I will kill you.
Well, there's that.
Oh my god.
That's pretty awesome, though. I mean,
I don't know how these apes ever fucking back up any of their threats, because they're the most non fucking, like, what? They're the worst fucking enforcers I've ever seen in my life.
They were pretty inept.
Yeah, they were very inept at everything.
When one dude could pretty much
anything.
Run roughshod.
Like, when it goes into the whole thing of how they took over humanity, I'm like, dude.
This one guy is giving you fits. Yeah. He beat like 30 of those fools.
I know. Yeah, how did they fucking ever take over?
Kill us running away, and that dude gets shot in the back by his own commander. He's like, "Don't run away, you pussy!" And shoots him. Like,
yeah, dude, he fucking runs in and just beats fools. He doesn't even need a gun.
Remember that scene where they're having that gunfight, and he's like, not even using his gun. Nobody's using their guns. He's just like trying to fight off the fire with his gun by blowing air at it, by going back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, goddamn,
oh yeah, that's actually how they chased him out of their house. Was we didn't even get into that. Is like they set the whole mountainside on fire, and they were all in the cave.
Yeah, in I said his, it.
Oh, we did.
They all ran away. Was and when fell down
was
the hill.
When I was in the bathroom.
It was
my bad.
So back at the headquarters, which seems to be in the middle of the desert. It looks like this weird like video game town in the middle of the desert. Goto, they put Goto in this. Inescapable electrified fence covered prison and leave him in here, and then they take the other two like to this area where, you know, Johnny finds some food and he's like, "Ah, I want some food," and he gets bitch slapped by the fucking his royal apiness the excellency in the 30s. Like,
we swing on him. See, he was all trying to teach him manners. This is what I'm saying. The apes had more fucking things going for them than the humans.
Did you think the little fucking Japanese kid would have more manners than an ape? Like, well, if this was a little American kid,
did you see his father?
I'd be like, okay.
Yeah, he looked like our old nerd.
Little fat fucking American kid. I didn't understand that, but
maybe a goose's gloop. You'd be going for it.
Mm-hmm.
And so then Pepe shows up. And she finds Johnny and Carolyn and Catherine in the one room. And they go to... It's like an event. She's like up in an event. And
it's fucking easy to infiltrate these guys. It's not even fucking funny.
They are apes. Monkeys. And she's like, "I have a screwdriver."
Yeah.
Like,
I always carry it around.
I always carry it around. I was like, why would you always carry a screwdriver? Why wouldn't it be?
What if you run into a Phillips
monkey wrench? Anyway, I'm so dead.
Laugh it off, Ryan. It wasn't that funny.
I don't give a fuck. And Johnny goes with Pepe to go find fucking Goto.
That's the fact that you can reel off all these names so easily. Shows that you actually watched this movie.
That's all we're going to talk about. That's all you hear in this goddamn movie is Goto and fucking...
Goto's the only one I ever fucking remember.
Catherine, it's Carolyn, a Goto. Johnny.
Gaybar.
And Gaybar.
Gaybar is awesome.
And Gaybar and Goto.
And so they go
to a gay bar.
Go to a gay bar.
And so they're going through this fucking vent and all like Saw Snake style, and they find Goto, and Goto's inescapable prison. They have a vent to get in there. I'm like, what the fuck? But the thing is, it's too high, so he can't get up there. And they break out the vent, but then fucking Gaybar shows up, and Gaybar turns off the electric fence because he's so mad at Goto. And he's like, "I'm going to kill you for finally, Goto. You need to die." And because
you killed my wife and not my children.
Yeah, basically. Son. And fucking Johnny hops down like a boss and starts blinding him with his hands over his eyes. You're like, "Nah,
his neck.
Guess who?"
Yeah, and they pwn him. They beat the fuck out of him, and they take his gun. And they leave. And they're running into resistant apes on the way, and Pepe plays bait as always. There's a lot of bait playing here to the officers, and they sound this alarm. Like, when they see Pepe...
Dude,
like,
Pepe is actually the only one who plays... No. Johnny does a couple of times.
Johnny plays
bait. But, no, Pepe is, like, 99% of the bait in this movie.
Well, because of her apeness.
Ape and so, she's so cute and apey.
So when they alert.
Wait, Pepe's a girl, right?
Yeah.
Okay, because Pepe is actually a dude name in France, isn't it?
I don't know. Pepe Le Pew?
Pepe Le Pew.
That's what you're like, thinking about right now. That's where your brain went. Right there.
I remember learning something when I was young. That was it.
About skunks and French people. awesome. So when they sound the alarms in this high security ape area, it blew my mind. Just the sound, just listen to it.
JoJo's escaped. Kylan, get away!
I want to check your alarm. I think it's drowning.
Fucking thing of nightmares right there, dude. I never like it's so.
It sounds like it's under fucking water or something. You're right. They're like bubbling.
It's fucking terrible. So they run and they get away. And now, dude, there's so much shit here that happens. It's completely stupid. Johnny Cotto and
Pepe. Now, this is where I started with this took me two separate viewings to get all the way through all the YouTube videos of it. I watched the first six in a row, and then I watched fucking the last four today. And fuck. Like, at one, I was just like, dude, so this movie is just basically humans run from apes for 100 minutes.
Yep, pretty much.
They could have ended it and the apes three different times, you could tell.
The apes aren't very smart.
This could be a perfectly ended part.
Yeah. And that's just what they do. They just, the humans run from apes.
Because, and you know what, that makes more sense now when you bring that up, that it was a television show. Because that's exactly what fucking television shows do.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking extend shit when they don't need to. It could have ended after they fell in an earthquake, and I would have been happy. So
made for TV movie. A bunch of Asian people fall into an earthquake.
Johnny Cotto and Pepe, they get on these trucks with these military guys, and they're disguised as apes. Remember, they had Johnny. They had. Okay, so. They had Johnny, like, on the. Walking, and they did that old school thing where they put fucking Pepe on his shoulders with her ape face hanging out. I love that shit. That was so good. And they get away and they find the ape train.
Did you catch this on this part?
Well, no.
When they're on the train and they're driving, they're riding away.
You know, I noticed an edit.
And it looped.
Mm-mm.
They run from the conductor twice.
Yeah. Well, I think that was just a YouTube
update. Nope.
Really?
Nope.
That's actually part of it?
Uh-huh. Yep. That was in the middle of the fucking YouTube video. Like, not edited. It didn't come back after we switched to another fucking video.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
No. It just goes back and you see it twice.
Yeah. Do you think they
did that on purpose?
Doubt it.
No, I think it was a total accident that just made it to cut for some fucking reason. Like, they cared that much about this movie that they didn't actually watch the final product.
Well, so what happens to everybody listening here is that they're getting chased by the ape conductor because he's a law on the train and he's looking for everybody's tickets, and they don't have tickets, so they start moving to the back of the bus when he's like a foot away from them. And he's like, hey, what are you guys doing? And apparently that looped twice in the actual video. I thought that was just the YouTube upload.
Yeah, then, they get away. They jump off the train.
They jump off the train, which is really weird.
And then it goes back, and all of a sudden they're back on the train again, and the conductor's asking for tickets.
Maybe they're just thinking about what they could have done. We could run and jump off the train.
But they did it the exact same way.
And when they jump off the train, it's all dark, and I just heard this, jump! And then they jumped, and then it's all three of them, like, running through the woods, and that's how it ended. And they ended up being in some area where they're hiding out, and they see the UFO again, and Johnny, when they're running into the woods, I like how they're, like, running away from the train.
Yeah.
And Johnny turns around and goes, it's the train! Yeah, no shit, dumbass. You just got off it, you fuckwad.
Why weren't you grabbing all these?
Yeah, why didn't you grab that one? I actually, that one...
He's just like, all right. Well, here you go.
Cotto, the train!
There it is. Cotto, the train! Fucking asshole. Ass face. And so
I can't believe he didn't like do a little high pitched yell before that, like Gota, the train.
I'm surprised. And they're out in the woods and they're trying to figure out what they're gonna do to save Carolyn and Catherine because they're still back stuck at his royal apiness emperor palace place stuck there. And oddly enough, I don't know how this happens, but Pepe goes for a walk and she finds them. And she's like, well, Catherine's here. And so they come up with this plan to hide in a straw basket and sneak in.
They actually kind of made Pepe their little nigga.
They made her a bitch for sure.
They're just like, do this. They're just like, do this shit for us. Because you and Nate. And that's what you do for us.
Well, Goto did save her life, so she figured, well, why not?
No, this is what I don't get. She's indebted to fucking what's-his-ass.
Goto, because he killed her mom?
Yeah, because he caught her mom in a trap, and then he loves me, and I love him for that.
No, his mom was at the... No, that didn't happen. His mom...
But, yeah,
his mom... trap from him.
Oh, okay.
And then he saved her?
How?
He fucking...
He just cut him loose, apparently. Yeah, yeah, okay, I got what you're saying.
But yeah, she right. loves him for pretty much fucking over his mom. Or her mom.
Pretty much. White face.
Maybe she just saw his, like, his kindness. That he didn't want to kill apes unless they wanted to kill him.
So then break into this place after the straw thing, they do the whole bait thing again, this time with Johnny. He goes and he whistles up. This is like the third time it's happened. And then the ape comes running around the corner to catch him, and fucking Goto punches him in the face.
Right in the face.
God, Goto's so badass.
They run around, and I couldn't get this whole thing because where they go and they find Catherine and Carolyn in this room, but the YouTube video cut was in between right here.
Yeah.
But dude, this fucking scene blows my mind.
Blowed?
It's me, Catherine! Johnny.
Oh my god. Through derp faces that don't get translated.
And then it goes, Catherine, Carolyn.
Of like not recognizing Goto, each other for a while.
It's fucking nonstop.
Yeah, they go through like phases of like, oh, there's a person. Oh, wait, that's Catherine. And like,
it's like really 5 minutes long.
It's so fucking long.
So they start to escape, and
then they sit there and they cry together and hug forever. And I'm like, get the fuck out of this place!
It's been like 20, like an hour or two since the last saw each other.
And all the dialogue is just them saying, Catherine, Johnny, Carolyn.
No, it actually hasn't been an hour or two since they last saw each other because they actually break this down later in the fucking movie that they've been in this place for 6 months.
Oh yeah, huh?
Yeah, maybe
even though it's a short movie, there's no way to keep track of the time because of how many episodes were missed.
Yeah, you're right. So, anyways, Catherine, she wants to stay there. She's got a little bit of the jungle fever, and she's all about the guy. Captain. Yeah, she's all about the captain. She wants to do him, and Goto talks her out of it, and they all leave together. And they're instantly, like, surrounded. And they're about to fucking get owned when Yukon shows up, the alien. And he disables all of the nuclear guns.
Yeah, the nuclear fucking guns.
Yeah. And it's... they steal a Jeep and they take off with this Jeep. And his apiness, at some point, he thwarts a monkey coup. Which I don't know why did they put that in there.
He just pretty much bartered his way back into power.
Yeah, he just started punching people. No,
it'll be cool.
Don't worry about it.
Just let me have it. I'll make sure I fix what I didn't do last time. They're okay, cool.
Yeah,
and here's your castle back.
Pretty much. And so they take Pepe home to her mom, and this goodbye scene is so fucking terrible.
It was
eerie, dude. It was so long and ridiculous.
You didn't find that eerie?
The way
they slowed it up and then chopped up
at the end? And it's like, good boy.
Yeah, it was fucked.
And
dude,
she freezes in slow frame, like saying goodbye to everybody.
Yeah, I thought she like died at that instant.
She,
because
she wanted to go with him, and they're like, "No, you have to be good to your mom, Pepe." And she's like, "Okay." So, anyhow,
and they never do see her again.
Yeah, we don't
ever.
She's gone.
No, they're in different worlds and times, and.
And while they're driving down the road, they run into Gabar's Jeep, and they're like, "That's Gabar's Jeep." And they get out and
Gabar.
Kodo and Gabar have an epic gunfight of standing behind the car and standing behind a rock until they both run out of ammo. And the UFO shows up, and Gabar runs up to the UFO, screaming because he's saying that like they disabled his gun. And the UFO shows Gabar what happened to his wife and daughter because he's exclaiming that
his wife
Kodo
fell
killed
down.
His wife and daughter. All of a sudden, we get this information. And
his wife fell down a semi-rocky, like, not very steep incline.
Yeah. Yeah. What's even better than this is that how Gabar is able to see his wife and child fall down a steep incline and a 16-inch TV that's at least 100 yards away. And he's like, oh, no.
It's not even in color.
It's terrible.
It's that weird patina looking.
Mm-hmm. So the commander shows up, and he starts talking about UCOM and how the UCOM guys are going to trick the humans. And that was when he gives that little speech about humans and monkeys living together.
Yeah, Monkey Luther King.
Got it.
I get it now.
Joke. It
I
works.
Fucking
and,
get it.
So the group take off in search of UCOM, and they find this big steel door that opens by standing on a landmine.
Yeah.
I was like, why would you have a door that opens by standing on it?
I guess no one would go out of their way to stand on the landmine. So no one would ever get
except Gota.
Gota, he's got style.
I've never seen one.
So inside this
Gota, so badass.
Super
you don't care about Latin
tech area. Catherine, she starts decoding acronyms, and they're talking to this supercomputer that's there. That the humans created. And this is probably my.
Did you actually? Okay, we didn't touch on this scene from earlier in the movie. I just want to show how good she is at fucking understanding acronyms and, like, code and shit. Okay, the fucking... The flying saucer blinks three times, and she figures out that it wants her to fucking... them to go to this place run by... What's the fucking place called?
UConn?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think
yeah.
It's
she figure it blinks literally three times, and she figures out that is code for them wanting... them.
I thought she was telepathically connected.
Oh, is that what you thought?
Earlier, she was talking about, I understand what they were saying.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
okay.
I think she was just fucking like...
Okay, I thought it was the blinks, and she was like decoding the blinks.
I thought that too. I thought she was just
look,
really good at Morse
time.
Code.
No.
Everything.
No.
Well, I'll change everything for you right now.
It changes everything,
is the
man.
Best line in the movie, in my opinion, is right here.
Huh?
What's a computer?
I'll ignore that question. It's too primitive to deserve an answer.
He's been in the sticks too long, man.
You got fucking owned by that computer right there. That's my favorite line, dude. That's so awesome.
That is great. You
so,
ignorant.
You ignorant fuck. You naked monkey fuck.
This is why I killed you off.
Pretty much. And so the UConn computer explains to them like why they destroyed the human beings, because essentially, and this is my favorite part of the movie, as sci-fi it goes, he says that the humans created the computers, the supercomputers, and they also brought the apes
to fight their wars for them.
And the humans got so lazy that they weren't doing anything, and they were having all the apes fight their wars for them, that the computers basically decided to wipe
out... set the apes on the humans, yeah.
And wipe out the human beings and get rid of them because they were...
It's a little bit of fucking Wall-E shit right there.
It's kind of cool. I like it. That was my favorite
part. It's good concept.
I believe...
Not great execution.
Child of
What?
I think Pepe is a love child then.
I would have loved to have actually seen a little bit of the scenes of the apes wiping out humans. Like, they really failed.
Just show them just, like, raising guns up and down.
For a Saturday morning kids show, then fucking onslaught of fucking monkeys.
What did you think about the, you know, while we're kind of on murdering. That subject, what did you guys watch?
Well, they showed them killing plenty of apes. Why couldn't they show them, like,
shooting? That's genocide, man.
What did you see the last Planet of the Apes?
Oh yeah, I fucking loved it.
Dude, it was awesome. That was so good.
Really, really good.
Not the Marky Mark one. Not the
not that fucking Tim Burton piece of shit.
But the last one they did, the most recent one?
Yeah, The Rise of the Apes.
Yeah, dude, it was rad, dude.
Rise of the Planet of the Apes. It was really fucking amazing.
The way that they portrayed, what's the main monkey's name?
I forget. Like Nero or some shit like that?
Nero. I can't remember what it is.
Cornelius?
Something like that, but he was so smart, and it kind of follows him like coming into power and being intelligent as a monkey.
And they go hang out in the fucking redwoods,
dude. It's fucking red. It's I think it is something like Cornelius. I can't remember. Anyways,
it's great.
It's really good, dude. It's totally worth watching. And they're following that storyline and moving forward with it. They're doing a sequel.
Oh, nice! I'm looking forward to that. To see like the next step.
Time of the Apes.
Time of the Apes is definitely needs a sequel. So after we learn all of that, UConn tells them that they have to choose one out of two things. They either have to go 4,000 years into the future, or they have to move to a different
planet. Wait, that's the number?
Yes.
I didn't actually hear the fucking number.
Yeah, it's 1,000 years into the future or go to a different planet. And so they only have 5 minutes to decide this, and they're debating amongst themselves, like, which would be better, because,
Well, Goto just...
Goto is like, well, it could be a new adventure. Well, he freaks out, and he gets this hippie-acid thing happens to him. But then when he starts thinking about it, he's like, I could get a new adventure and just go to a new planet, which I agree with. Like, if you guys had to decide on this, would you go 1,000 years into the future, or...
Well, 1,000 years is not enough for a race to run out.
Hang on. I'm asking, would you go 1,000 years into the future or to a different planet? Gabe.
Planet.
I totally agree. I mean, because you never know.
As long as that thing's guaranteeing me it's a planet that supports life.
Yeah. They tend to do an atmosphere.
Yeah, he sends me to fucking Mercury. I'm
that's what the argument the movie was trying to say. Was like, well, we don't know where it could take us. It could take us anywhere, but that would be a planet.
It kind of makes sense that it would be someplace they probably would get wiped out instantly.
Right. I mean, if the argument is that you can't live.
But you gotta think. You gotta think like the dinosaurs fucking ruled for billions of years, compared to like us humans. We've been here for a fucking few thousand, but still a few thousand. You send us a 1,000 years in the future, the apes are still gonna be fucking ruling shit.
No, right. They would have got fucking wiped out from some sort of ape AIDS.
Ape AIDS?
Yeah.
Well, I don't see a lot of apes dying from AIDS.
Regardless, I would go to a different planet because, in my opinion, I would...
If it supports life, that's where I would have been.
Yeah. That's what I would do, too. Because I would rather just go see what else is out there. Completely different planet. Who knows, man? Who knows? You could be eating foods just making you fucking... happy and high all the time, fucking stoked, just fucking living the dream.
Or you could be eating food that just makes you shit your balls off all day.
That's true too.
But it feels good because there's less gravity.
Every time you shit your pants, you float a little ways in the air.
I was saying, I would take the gamble on the planet.
Yeah.
So anyhow, 1,000 years in the future in the U.S. Or where we're at now in humans. Dude, it's hard to say where we're going to be at. We could be really fucking well off, or we could be completely fucked. Like, just really depends on where humankind goes in this point.
Have you seen those posts on Reddit recently? About the fucking Reddit in 3012?
Yeah.
Those are funny.
So, anyhow, they decide to go to the future. Goto decides to go to another planet.
He didn't even decide that. He went... fucking ape.
Yeah, he
just basically jumped into the wall.
That's essentially what the movie said is what
he's happened. Like, I'm not doing it.
And man. So they all three of them, they wake up in a facility, like, and they're running around. It starts with fucking Caroline, and she wakes up, and she just starts running through these white halls, and she's yelling, Catherine, Johnny, Goto, Johnny, Catherine,
God damn.
Catherine, Johnny. And then when she finds fucking Catherine, guess what else we get to hear?
Catherine, Johnny,
Caroline, Catherine, Caroline. That's the worst, dude. And she thinks she...
Where's Johnny?
She thinks she sees some apes, but... It was just all in her brain, because when the people and the scientists eventually show up, they're all humans, and somehow the scientist, he believes them. They find a necklace from Goto in one of the cryogenic
that he actually stole things. Pepe.
Yeah, and they think, and the scientist's like, I believe you, but what happened was this, and he gives some fucking weird explanation about how it was colder than we could ever know, so it actually sent them into the past instead of the future, and the computer didn't know that, and that's why they're there. It's really fucking confusing.
Yeah the science stupid. On that.
I think they were probably just hoping to shake off anyone else who had any...
Yeah, but so
if anybody was bummed by the weird explanations at the ending of Lost, maybe this isn't the fucking movie for you, because there's even worse explanations.
Well, I mean, if you watch the rest of the movie... The best part about it, in my opinion, as far as explanation and story, is at the end of this. Like, if anything, it got me thinking, like, wait, why? What did this happen? Whereas the movie all before that is them just running away from fucking apes and saying each other's names for fucking an hour and a half. So, I mean, I was happy with it, at least at the end. And apparently they have only been gone for 7 days. And that's the end of the goddamn episode. That was a good one. I enjoyed it. It's pretty fun. I would like to sit down with
I would like to bring up the fact that a lot of their shit was actually kind of stolen from Little House on the Prairie. Like, they had little fucking, like, Western interlude music that was actually music from Little House on the Prairie, which was a show my parents forced me to watch a lot when I was a kid.
Yeah, I've been watching it. I would like to sit around with you guys and watch the Mystery Science Theater 3001, because they did such a good job on that. And I haven't seen it for so long. I think that would be a fucking blast. What are we doing next week?
I want to figure out whether or not we can find a fucking dubbed version of Hell Driver, which is another Japanese movie, but it's way more recent.
Alright.
If we can find a dubbed version, I don't know how Netflix does with the dubbed stuff, because I've seen the settings on there.
Well, figure it out, asshole.
If not, I can find something else.
Yeah, and we still have some crazy that.
And also, I want for my next pick, I want you to be able to find something for me. Or right. For a future pick.
Sounds good, sir. Good night, folks. Till next week.
You can also
email us at cinemadumpster@gmail.com. I keep forgetting to put that in there. So.
Good job with the show, Andrew. You're cool. Ryan didn't show up.
I didn't.